You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
BT, it's out back on the fan. Did you see? I know you did see it, BT, but we didn't really discuss it. And I have a lot to say about this. Did you see John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes?
I did. John's still tweeting about it, by the way. Yeah, I saw it.
Still going, this guy?
About 10 hours ago, he's still calling him out.
Let me tell you something. I hated John Rocker with every fiber of my being. And then I forgot he existed until last night. Like, I totally forgot.
Me too.
I actually got into it with him. He's such a jerk. Good for Patrick Mahomes Sr. I can't even believe people are taking the other side of this. And I don't know what happened. Did you see?
I saw the whole video.
Okay, so we saw the video, and it looked like Rocker was like, I don't know, kind of being his normal doofy, jerky self.
That's not my interpretation. That was not my interpretation.
What did you think was happening?
I thought, you know, listen, he's probably a little buzzed, had a beer in his hand,
Rocker,
I'm sure. You
okay.
know, and Mahomes was smoking something. I don't know. Well, you know, I'm sure he had a drink in his hand or was at a bar. It was outside of a bar, so who knows? But I thought that Rocker approached him more like in a jovial way, like, oh, what's going on, man? Now, I don't think that he was like basically said, ah, your son sucked ass tonight, or, you know, your son got his face kicked in.
He might have said something like that.
I don't think so. Because you could see John's personality change from, again, jovial and then rage. Like, he didn't enter, watch it again. He didn't enter that.
No, I saw it a couple times.
Little relationship going in as aggressive as he became at all.
John Rocker, when he was at his peak, had his most hated, passionate, nasty rivalry with who?
The Mets.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes was a Met. Pat Mahomes was a Met.
Yeah.
99 and 2000.
Uh-huh.
I remember loving him as a reliever. Before his son was even a thought in anybody's mind, I love Pat Mahomes as a reliever. He was good for the Mets. He was a gamer in a big spot. So Rocker was a villain. He ripped people in New York subway.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
Clearly
talking
racist
about people
stuff.
With AIDS and the subway.
I mean, as nasty
Absolutely.
And vile comments you can make.
Yep.
So now he's approaching a 99/2000 Met in Pat Mahomes. What do you think is going to be the reception? Like, if John Rocker came to me and said something, I'd be like, Rocker, like, I'd still have that hostility 25-plus years later. So I could imagine Pat Mahomes, a member of those Mets teams, feeling that way. I don't know exactly what was said. You know, we know Pat Mahomes, unfortunately, has had some issues, you know, with the drink or whatever, DWI, I think it was, right? Okay, so it's not like he's been clean. But Rocker is just a, like, bad words that I want to say that I can't say on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I have no problem with Pat Mahomes handling things the way that he did. Basically, come on, get off me, bro. Leave me alone. Go bother somebody else, you goof.
Yeah, if that's what happened, I don't know. Now, it may have been the whole New York thing, and that was about as big of, like, you think about, like, Reggie and Starks, or you think about some of the other villains on the New York, like, rivalry scene. John Rocker's comments about the train and homosexuals and AIDS and poor people. Like, it was just one swift takedown that was absolutely repulsive. And I couldn't stand Rocker.
Right.
I haven't thought about Rocker since then
either. That's what
I really haven't. But I did not think that he was necessarily the aggressor. I just want to make sure. I thought they played together for a year. And that's why I thought there was a more like familiar relationship.
Oh, that Rocker and Mahomes played together?
I thought so. What do you have Rocker's stats?
Yeah, I
up?
Got him.
I don't care about his stats. But so Rocker, where did John Rocker play in 01? Where was he at that point?
He was Atlanta and Cleveland.
Okay.
And
what
Mahomes
about
Mahomes was with Texas.
Texas. What about 02?
Texas.
What about 03?
Tampa Bay.
So they did.
They
not.
Never played together. All right. Where was Mahomes before the Mets? Mahomes was on the Twins.
He was like a bunch of teams.
I know. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, give me the year.
I have only Rocker. Do you have Mahomes?
I have Rocker. I got Mahomes up right here.
I have Mahomes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You
yes.
have Rocker. My bad. I'm an idiot.
I got Mahomes. Right. So he was with Texas, Chicago, Pittsburgh after he left the Mets. Before that, he was with Boston and Minnesota.
Wait, and who do I have? I've got Mahomes.
Okay, so
you Patrick,
the same thing.
I've got
that
Patrick
I
Mahomes.
He was with the Chiefs. Yeah.
And you have Rocker, right?
No, I have Mahomes.
I need Rocker.
I have Rocker.
That's my thought. No.
What are we doing?
What the hell's
here?
Going on here?
Don't know.
I was actually right.
No,
you weren't.
Oh well, I thought I was right. Yeah. Either way, let's make it right.
So put yourself. Okay, let's try to.
I'm
make
just
it
trying
right.
to go backwards. What other teams? Give me all the teams that
John Rocker
played
98 to 2001 with Atlanta. He then transitioned to Cleveland in 2001.
Yep.
For the remainder of the season. In 2002, went to Texas. In 2003, Tampa Bay.
2002, went to Texas.
Right. Mahomes was with Chicago.
Mahomes was with Texas, though, in 2001. So is there a chance that
No.
2001. Some spring training or something.
Oh, maybe.
No. He was in Atlanta and Cleveland, not Texas.
I guess there's a chance. One is 2001.
Yeah.
The other is 2002.
I'm thinking spring training or whatever. I guess not.
Forget that for a second. Yep. Put yourself in Mahomes' shoes or pretend you were a 1999-2000 Met, right?
Yep.
How would you feel if John Rocker's approaching you?
Well, I don't think you have to be a Met to be turned off by his homophobia and his crassness and his disregard for a lot of people.
But even more so.
Yeah, it's more personal when you're a Met.
Okay, so he's approaching you. Like, I could tell you as a Met fan.
I got you.
So, now again, I don't know what was said. I'm not here to say that Pat Mahomes Sr. is a great dude.
I got you.
I loved him as a player. I respect that he wouldn't want anything to do with John Rocker based off of living through it more so than your average ball player because he was a Met. At the times that Rocker was at his peak villain.
Me too.
Against the team.
When you lay it out like that, I hear you.
And he aggressively approached him.
He
did approach him in an aggressive manner. Whether it was with ill intent or not, I don't know. I don't think that there were. It wasn't like he was looking to fight him.
I think it was more like, oh, Pat, what's up, man? Yeah. And like you just. And then, because you see Rocker totally, like the switch flips. He's like, what? And then he's like, F right. you. I don't think he went in there aggressively.
He's an angry...
Yes, he is. No, I think there's something wrong with Rocker.
And he's been the same way for 25 years. Whatever.
I know.
Dude, so my story, I don't know if I've told you this. I might have. At Shea Stadium, before John Rocker had those nasty, vile comments that he said. This was before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I hated him before everybody hated him. I was getting on him because I hated him because he was good and because he was loud and in your face about it. I just was...
So cocky.
I despised him.
Uh-huh.
I was in... Now, remember, Shea Stadium used to be able to go like by the left field and right field corners, and this took place in the left field corner by the Braves' bullpen.
Okay.
Before a game...
I sat out there. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Like, you know how you could walk beyond the foul pole and be in fair territory?
Yes.
For only a short little...
Not many feet. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where Piazza hit that laser. Okay, so there's not many feet between the orange foul pole and whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I was there, and there's netting there that you can't, that like blocks off the stands. I went out there specifically.
How old are you?
Well, it's 1999 or 2000, one of those 2 years. I want to say 99 because it was before those vile comments. So I want to say
21?
I was born in 79, so I was about 20 years old.
All right, good age. All right, you're not a kid, but you're not a full-fledged adult, so we'll give you a little wiggle room if you act like a knucklehead.
And this is me taking... This is now like trying to take some control, right? Like I couldn't do anything about it watching him on TV, go to the ballpark. I'm going to let this guy know how much I can't stand him.
I respect it so far.
And I was just getting on, not like nasty stuff, but like, who do you think you are? Blah, 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 whatever.
Standing up for New York.
He's going, hey, hey. He goes, hey. And he starts looking at me, pointing me, hey, you. I'm like, yeah, and I'm whatever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm just like heckling Rocker. And he starts mouthing off and calling me fat or whatever, which, you know, I was overweight. But he's getting nasty now. He's getting nasty now with a fan. And he was throwing. He then started to throw balls at me.
At the net?
Yeah, because I couldn't catch him, couldn't do it. He was throwing, like, taunting me with that. And it became a little bit of a scene there at Shea back in the day.
Security, but, we got an issue.
Yeah, well, I didn't get in any trouble. But but again, the reason why I emphasize the story is because it was before, that was before he got exposed for the personality that he was. Think about you as a player. You're a big league player. You should be able to take some fan, some 20-year-old fan, getting on you. Yeah. He couldn't. He was sensitive to it and started going at me, and then to a point where he's throwing the ball at me, even against the netting. And then obviously, like, he just was out of control, is the whole point of this story. And he's never changed 25 years later.
He's still yoked, man. He is a truck.
Oh, just to go full circle here, there was another team that Patrick Mahomes did play for in 2002.
Yeah.
The Iowa Cubs. So they did not have a connection.
Thank you, Huff.
What year was that?
2002.
Are we sure Rocker wasn't in there?
I don't know. Maybe Rocker had a minor league rehab assignment the Braves, and they crossed paths on the minor league AAA fields. Don't rule it out, Huff.
Didn't do
the research. Don't say it's not possible.
BT, I would bet you that the majority of people who were commenting on that video and incident weren't aware of the significance of Mahomes being a Met at that time versus Rocker.
Now, that's an interesting thought because I read a lot of the comments, and a lot of it was like pro-Rocker.
Right.
Now, how much of that has to do with...
How can you be pro-Rocker in anything? Like,
I hear you. I get that.
I'm not talking about political stuff.
No, I got you. Like, yeah. No, I understand. I think a lot of it is a lack of awareness. I mean, social media skews younger.
Right.
That story about John Rocker is basically almost 25 years ago. Right. So if you're 20 years old or 25 or 30, you don't really know about it.
You don't even know who either guy is.
You don't even know who he is necessarily. You know who Mahomes is because his Patrick's dad.
That's exactly right.
You don't know who Rocker is except this loudmouth, looks like he's juiced up nutball who's looking to probably start trouble. I also think there's a little Kansas City Chiefs fatigue. I think there's a lot of people who look at Patrick's brother and they're like, look at this cornball doing his stupid stuff on TikTok. What a loser. I think you just get a complete cross-section of, I think both are, I don't want to say that Patrick Mahomes Sr. is unlikable. I'm not going to say that. Right. I think Rocker's unlikable. But I think that Patrick becomes unlikable either out of jealousy or some of the reason that I just mentioned.
Correct. Not even of his own doing.
No, not necessarily.
Whereas Rocker, it's all his own doing. And Mahomes, I thought, had the best tweet. I didn't see all of them last night as they were going back and forth, but he said basically...
Oh, there's some doozies.
He said basically this guy hasn't changed in 25 years, which is, to me, that just summed
and
it up.
And then Rocker subtweeted and said, yeah, I wish you would have said that the other night. I would have laid you out. That's exactly what he wrote. I'm just saying what he wrote.
Tough talk, Rocker.
Oh, Rocker
picking on a 20-year-old who's getting on you. Hey, Johnny boy, I'm 45 and I'm here. Let's go, big boy!
Yeah,
I really don't want any part of
Rocker would have destroyed Mahomes' dad in 1 second.
Yeah, but so what does that mean?
No, it doesn't mean anything. I wouldn't want to say it.
Destroy me too, but verbally I'd take him down.
Yeah, one question for clarity about this incident that you had with Rocker.
Yeah.
So was he, it's one of two things.
I might not have even started it. Like, remember, it's over 20 years ago, so I forget the exact details of it.
Yeah.
You got the gist of it, but he may have even, like, I might have just, you know, got on him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he might have started throwing or calling me fat, and then I started.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, yeah.
I mean.
He hit the nerve.
I threw maybe a little jab, and then he came in with an uppercut, and now it's on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny. Two things just jumped in my head. One is back then the access that we could get at these stadiums. I remember, and I won't go too deeply because I know we got to move on, but I remember, you know, I used to dip. This is when I'm playing ball, right? And I've left my tin at home, and I'm at the Mets game with a couple of my buddies, Jimmy, and like a few other guys. And
hey, like, Lenny, you got a dip?
Yeah, I got a dip from Matt Williams. I swear to God, I actually walked down. I saw the tin in his pocket. And I'm like, you know, and I was probably 19. Right. I guess I looked a little like a ballplayer. I don't know. I was being respectful. I'm like, Matt. And he's like, yo. And he just looked at me like very, very nice. I'm like, you got an extra pinch? He's like, yeah. Takes the tin out of his back pocket. Swear to God. Takes it out of his back pocket, flips it to me. I pack it. I take a dip. I give it back to him. So that
great
was just a
story,
quick
story, BT.
Oh, you guys suck. Anybody else on the station have that story? Yeah. The answer is no. So you can stick that story up your ass is what you can do, voice guy. Number one. Number two. Here's what I need to know. When he's throwing the ball, that 20-year-old chubby Sal.
Yeah.
Is he throwing it at you to taunt you like, ha-ha, you can't get a souvenir? Or is he trying to hurt you with the ball?
No, I think more ha-ha, like, he couldn't hurt me because there was a net in there.
If you're pressed up against the net, it's not a brick wall, maybe. It's a net. If it hits you in the face, it's like getting rocked clean.
Maybe. I mean, there's a possibility of that, although I easily just moved back. Like, I took it more of like he was taunting.
I got you.
But maybe a little bit of both.
I got you.
Never.
I wish we had a camera on both of those. So just imagine seeing me at 19 doing that and you at 20 doing that. God.
You getting a dip from Matt Williams, me getting into it with John Rock.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.